I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Relations between the U.S. and China have taken a hit this year between a continuing trade war and COVID-19. A negative view of China has bled into American thought, says Roger Weaver, the CFO of Bibles for China. He tells of a discussion he had with a friend.
He said he has no trouble with making contributions for the scripture, but he says, I don't think I can give to the Chinese. There are this perception that the Chinese are all kind of grouped in one bucket of what you see through the press or how it's perceived. And it can't be farther from the truth.
Bibles for China works to increase access to the Bible, especially for Christians in rural areas. Pray the Chinese church will continue to grow. And more than 3 million kids between the ages of 5 and 13 are out of school in Sudan, according to the United Nations. That's one of the worst education rankings throughout the entire Middle East and North Africa. A pastor we'll call Jackson hopes to change this for the next generation.
I want to build some school for kids because they are struggle a lot to find a school near their homes. In one of my vision to establish schools or college of theology in Nuba Mountain.
Believers faced severe persecution for decades under Islamic dictator Omar al-Bashir. Today, reform is coming slowly under a transitional government, but Christian leaders like Jackson have hope.
If we have God in ourselves, in our heart, we can do better for our country.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020's been a rough year, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the faith and to be voices for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.